Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got our good friend, Mr. Todd Benzman, from the Center for Immigration Studies. Todd is a regular guest with us. I really, really like to get him on the show because he's always got something good to say. He's written another dynamite article, my friends, about something that we reported about a couple of weeks ago, and that was the incursion by some Jordanians at Quantico Marine Base near Washington, D.C. Well, Todd has written and talked about, that very incident, and we want to chat with him. Todd, thank you very, very much for being on our show, buddy.
Sure, good to be here.
All right, tell us about this incident.
That's right. So May 3rd was an attack. It can't be called anything other than an attack by two Jordanian illegal immigrants on the highly symbolically significant Quantico Marine Corps base. And the two who did it, one of them had crossed the border illegally, and the other one was a visa overstay. They tried to ram a box truck through the front of through the front gate to get into the interior village there, where there'd be a lot of people roaming around. But the Marine Corps guards put up barriers quickly. They pop up from the road and stop the vehicle. You know, what is that? Like, who does that, right? You know, you just hit the gas and try to break through, a military facility. But that's what happened. And the problem is that the administration has, in the month since, refused to address whether or not they think this is a terror attack, an attempted terror attack. They won't rule it out, and they won't rule it in, and they won't address it at all. And I mean in lockstep, all of the departments, DOD, ICE, the FBI, and the White House, they've all been asked, what was this? And they won't say anything. And so it's fair, in the absence of information to me, to do an analytical assessment about what that means. And my conclusion is that it means that this was a terror attack. They know it was a terror attack, and that's why they won't rule it out. They don't want to be called liars later when something leaks, and they don't want to admit it now because there's an election campaign on, and that would absolutely doom the Biden campaign in November. Doom it. And they know it. They can't have a border crosser having conducted a terror attack on Guantanamo when the polls are all showing that the mass migration crisis is his number one vulnerability in the election against Trump, and that this would be a major sledgehammer for Trump to use. So they're trying to hope that everybody forgets about it. So I wrote this story, and I'm sort of hoping that it helps people not forget about it. And I'm also kind of halfway hoping that the New York Times and the Washington Post and all the usuals will come after me and fact check me and try to find the real facts behind this so that they can show me to be a liar. But so far, no good. They're not coming after me. They don't want to touch it either.
Now, let me ask you, because there was another incident out in, I believe it was in 29 Palms, out on the West Coast, on the Marine base, where a Chinese individual was stopped and resisted leaving the base. Have you heard about that situation or incident?
No. I mean, there have been a whole lot of base incursions and attempted incursions. Lots of strange stuff going on out there involving illegal immigrants who crossed the border, oddly enough. Chinese immigrants. Oh, I'm a tourist. I got lost. You know, that sort of thing. Chechens that are getting shot to death because they're surveilling special forces officer homes somewhere. So, I mean, I don't know what all of those mean. It would be great if the administration would help us to calm fears with facts and information. In this case of the military base by the two Jordanians, they seem pretty content to just let things fester, hoping that nobody joins me in my quest for information. Until I get information, until they prove me wrong, my conclusion is that this was the first border terrorism attack on U.S. soil, and it needs to be constantly hammered home throughout the campaign. Trump needs to use it nonstop. All of the precinct leaders in all of the red states have their go at this thing. An opportunity to force the issue by using it during the campaign. Have at it.
The situation of the number of people on the terrorist watch list that have been stopped, not the ones that have gotten through, obviously, because we don't know how many there are, but the ones that have gotten stopped, that number is an outrageous number, is it not?
Yeah, it's the most ever in history. 340 that we know of that have been apprehended at the border on the FBI's terror watch list. Six or seven of them have been accidentally released even after we caught them.
Yes.
They were in such a hurry to process everybody in that they processed in people who were on the watch list. That number is growing as well. The whole, from a national security perspective and a public safety perspective, it's really quite catastrophic. I mean, we are just at grave danger. We're in grave danger, the country is, from this sort of thing. I know I talk about, like this is a political issue, and it is, but more important, that what happened at that military base is important to acknowledge, because that way we can fix it. We can reduce the public safety threat if we know that this was a terror attack, if they admit it, and then try to fix it, or that they can be pressured and shamed into fixing it. And I think public safety in the end is what this is really all about. That's the important thing. We don't need a bunch of soldiers getting run over by a truck inside that military base or any other one.
Now, and speaking on the issue of public safety, we also have the criminal element. People that have come into the country, committed crimes, left, and come back in and committed crimes again. So we've got that element as well.
That's true. I mean, we have a whole wide variety of public safety problems that result from the mass migration crisis, the greatest in U.S. history. You got gangsters coming in. You've got former prisoners coming in. You've got runners. 2 million runners have gotten away without being detected at all, probably because they all had criminal records, or many of them had criminal records already in the U.S., that could have been found in a database search. 2 million people got through and are in the country who had probably been deported already for criminal activity, past criminal activity. So, I mean, it's really about the safety of the American people. And the only way it's going to really change is because of the politics, too. I mean, after November, if Trump wins, he'll shut this down. He'll definitely lower the trajectory of volume.
Do you think it'll be too late by then? I mean, these people are here, and if they're going to resist getting off of a base, I'm sure that they would resist being deported or removed.
That's right. There's going to be a lot of running and hiding and cops chasing bad guys again. But, you know, it has to be done. It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
Bottom line, were these probing? Do you think that these were probing attacks to see at least if there are weaknesses on our bases here within the United States?
I don't know. I mean, that's speculative, too. I think that what we do know is that whoever was at the wheel of this box truck hit the gas. It was real. There wasn't any probing about it. They were trying to get in. I think they were going to go in and kill as many people as they could.
That's incredible. Well, my friend, tell the people where they can follow you and where they can read this these articles.
Sure. ToddBensman.com is the best place to go.
You got it. Once again, my friends, we've been talking with our good friend, Mr. Todd Bensman from the Center for Immigration Studies. Todd, thank you very much for taking time to be with us again, and keep up the good work. Keep up telling us what is going on.
Thank you.
Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.